when a mother is released from jail, like in the case of Casey Anthony, and reporters come and swarm her, stick a mic in her face and ask her if she killed her daughter, and then you see the lawyer lose his composure and allegedly push one of the reporters. Then you go to the home of Casey Anthony, the mother that's been released from jail. You see a swarm of reporters, a grandmother who is grieving for her child and her grandchild who can't be found, losing her composure, telling her son to turn the water hose on the reporter. You have to wonder, is there ethics in reporting? Of course, reporters have a job to do. They have to report the news. That's why they're there, because the people want to know. There is something called freedom of the press. But do you honestly think when a mother who is accused or suspected or a person of interest in the disappearance of her child, when you ask her the question, did you kill her, is she going to walk out of a jail holding cell and say, yes? No, she's not. Of course not. That's sensationalism at its best. Standing in front of a home and blocking entrances into the home and swarming the family when you know they can't say much. Is that professionalism? No, that, again, that's sensationalism. One has to wonder with an apparent media spokesman why he isn't there doing press scrums with the press and answering questions on behalf of the family. Maybe he is. I haven't seen him. But reporters have to step back, and I do credit one of the reporters that I saw who agreed to step back and go across the street and look at this case more objectively. Give the family some space. Give the police a chance to try and solve the case, and let's see where the answers may lay. I know where the answers are. They're with Kaylee. Kaylee Anthony in Orlando, Florida has to be found. Any missing person has to be found that's out there, because they can provide the answers to why they were missing. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.